Our message tonight is, when we do the possible, God does the impossible. Do you like the Andy Griffith Show? I certainly do. And it's still on TV. Occasionally I get to watch the reruns. It's set in the late 1950s, maybe early 1960s. And of course, the father, the main character, is Andy Griffith. He has a son named Opie. Andy is the sheriff. His trusted deputy is Barney Fife. And in this one episode, Opie is probably, I'm not a good judge of children's ages, but probably 6 or 7 years old. And of course, he's in grammar school, and Miss Crump is his teacher, and it's report card time. And Opie's been struggling a bit at school. And his father, Andy, has been encouraging him to buckle down and to study more and to develop some better study habits. He brings home a report card, and Andy, the father, sees it, and he sees it first before Opie, and he's thrilled because Opie got very good grades, much higher than expected. He decides, with Barney's help, of course, to get him a reward for his accomplishment. And he goes out and buys a brand new bicycle for Opie. And I remember the scene because we were never allowed to have bicycles in the house, but it was in the house. It was right behind the sofa, hiding so Opie wouldn't see it. And they present it to Opie, and he's just thrilled. He loves the new bicycle. He asks if he can go out and ride it, of course. That's his first question. And Andy says, yes, be back on time for dinner. And fast forward to the next day in school, and Miss Crump calls Opie up and says, Opie, I made a mistake with a few report cards, and I transposed someone else's grades for yours. And I remember because she told Opie first, which was very difficult with Opie. He went home. Actually, he didn't. Well, did he go home? That's a good question. Now, I don't remember. Maybe you remember the episode. What ended up happening was he ran away from home. He was so disappointed in his performance, and he thought his father's love for him was conditional. It depended on Opie's good grades. And Opie was not only afraid of losing the bicycle, which would have been awful, but even more, losing his father's love. And Opie, of course, decides to take the one and only road outside to enter and leave town, apparently. And so he's running away from home. He couldn't even face his father and tell him what had happened. And of course, they miss him. It's time for dinner, and Opie is nowhere to be seen. And as a good father, of course, he and his trusted deputy go out, and of course, like I say, it's the one and only road, apparently, in or out of town, and they find him. And Opie is very sad, very disappointed in himself, and very afraid of losing his father's love. And of course, it all works out, and in the movies and on TV. And of course, his father's love was not conditioned upon Opie's performance. It did not depend upon his good grades. His father loved him unconditionally. We need that type of love in our life, too. Hopefully, we've received it from our parents. And, of course, hopefully we not only know it, as God's beloved children, but we experience it and we feel it too. Both types of love are needed for us to be rooted or grounded in security. God's love and others' love. And we both need to feel and to know that we are loved. And only then can we be secure as we progress or mature in life. If we're not secure at a foundational point in life, maturity is going to be difficult. Purity is going to be difficult. It's security, maturity, purity in life. We need to be rooted and grounded in unconditional love from God and from others. Then we cannot be afraid of doing God's will. And when we do God's will, when we do what is possible, God will do what is impossible.